With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump claims that a renewed focus on affordability is a con job carried out by Democrats. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
When it comes to the cost of living, the president has repeatedly claimed progress, and he's irritated with Democrats for talking about an affordability crisis.
Affordability is a hoax that was started by Democrats.
However, the high cost of living remains a top concern for Americans. A new Yahoo YouGov poll shows almost twice as many respondents saying the president has helped raise prices rather than lowering them. Last month, the White House removed some tariffs on food imports in a bid to lower grocery prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Majority Whip Tom Emmer says there is a common factor in the growing Minnesota fraud case.
Start with the $250 million Feeding Our Future fraud case during the pandemic. Largest pandemic fraud case in the country. You've had, 80-some people have been indicted. 78 of those are Somali immigrants.
Congressman Emmer, who is from Minnesota, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the U.S. economy is on an upward trajectory.
The tens of trillions of dollars that have come in investment, both the portfolio investment by companies, investment by countries, is turning into a CapEx boom for the U.S.
Bessent says capital expenditures are up by 15%, and he adds that when CapEx is up, jobs will follow. Russia has launched a major missile and drone attack on Ukraine, targeting energy infrastructure and triggering air raids. This is SRN News. Democrats have a religious imbalance in their party.
The Pew Research Center has been studying the country's two major political parties and has concluded that on average, Republican voters are a lot more religious than Democratic voters. But the Pew report also finds that while Republicans of all races are roughly equally religious, amongst the Democrats, only black voters make faith a priority. Black Democrats are much more religious than their white or Hispanic fellow voters, presenting another fracture in an already fractured party.
Correspondent Michael Harrington reporting. A Japanese court has ruled that the government does not have to legalize gay marriage in the last of six cases that are expected to be brought to the Supreme Court for a final indefinite ruling, possibly next year. The Tokyo High Court says marriage under Japanese law is largely expected to be a union between men and women in a decision that reverses a lower court ruling last year. This is SRN News. CBS will host Erica Kirk.
CBS News says it will host a primetime town hall event next week with Erica Kirk, widow of assassinated activist Charlie Kirk. She'll be interviewed by CBS News editor-in-chief Barry Weiss for the event, scheduled to be telecast at 8 p.m. Eastern on December 13th. Kirk has taken over as head of the conservative group Turning Point USA, which was founded by her husband. She'll be questioned by young evangelicals and religious and political leaders as part of an invited CBS audience. Keith Peters, Washington.
Most voters favor the president's proposal to return tariff revenue to households. Rasmussen reports finds 62% approve of the $2,000 rebate payments, while 29% oppose. The poll sampled over 1,000 likely voters. More details at srnnews.com.